is from the old school, new school.
Also, gay groups have protested in front of Chick-fil-A stores throughout the country. We're going to talk about that, which, of course, will take us into talking about if you agree with these sort of tactics that these gay groups take against businesses because they happen to believe into something different than what those gay groups believe in. Do you have the right to believe the way you believe and express that right without having, without being threatened by these groups? And as a matter of fact, we're going to probably take that first story with the Chick-fil-A thing and see how you feel about it. We're also going to be talking about Syria, what's going on, what's next, and also the John Kerry visit to the Middle East. He was meeting with President of Egypt, Mohamed Morsi, what they have decided to do, etc., etc. We are going to cover all these. And
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries. ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Thank you.
that we don't really do much with domestic issues, and this will be but I felt like I want to talk about this. Today, when I came and sat here getting ready for the program, actually that was not on my agenda. But this goes with how I feel about my conservative values, if you want to call them. You know, I really have no idea what the heck I am. If I'm conservative, if I'm liberal, and I'm sure most of you are like that. Most of you. I said not all of you. You know, on some issues, you look at it one way, and other issues, you look at it a different way. That when people see you, they might say, he's liberal. He's, you know, we don't need to label ourselves of whatever we are. We are individual human beings with certain indoctrinations and certain, reference points in our lives, and we look at things differently. Now, this story about Chick-fil-A, that it started when actually the CEO of Chick-fil-A said something about supporting, this is what he said. He said, we are very much supportive of the family, the biblical definition of the family unit. We are a family-owned business, a family-led business, and we are married to our first wives. We give God thanks for that. Now, if some of you know anything about Chick-fil-A, the first thing I learned about Chick-fil-A is that they close their stores on Sundays. And what they have, and I found out that's like, why is that only store at the mall that is closed on Sundays? And I was told that they actually have a certain exclusion in their lease with the mall because they are a religious organization. Not a religious organization in the sense of that religious organization, but they are, it's a family-run business, and their church-going people on Sundays, and they want to close on Sundays. Well, that's their business. And when they said that, when they look at the family unit as being a man and a woman, just like in the biblical sense, that's their business. If this company opposes to a man marrying a man or a woman marrying a man, it's their business. But when you have people taking it into the extreme and actually trying to get this company out of business and removing them from college campuses, just because the CEO thinks one way, that is horrible. And that is un-American. That is un-American. Now, you want to state your opinion? You are stating your opinion everywhere. You do not have to actually go and threaten these people with Chick-fil-A, threaten their employees. How do you feel that those employees at Chick-fil-A at the University of New Mexico's campus, how do the employees feel? Don't you think they feel threatened when they have all these gay students and lesbians actually protesting the way they are protesting? Now, I want to just read for you one little thing that why this whole thing at the University of New Mexico. It says the issue stems from the Chick-fil-A president's controversial comments on gay marriage last year. The board governing the students' union building took up the issue with a vote Wednesday, and apparently the vote went 8-3 that the Chick-fil-A could stay. Now, on other campuses, by the way, Chick-fil-A lost, like on some campus in North Carolina, in New York, they lost and they actually had to move off campus. They had to close down their business. So this is a legit business in America where we have free enterprise, but yet we have people using their political belief to actually close down these businesses for their own expressions and for their own opinions. Now, a student there who is active in this thing, listen what she said. She said that, please look at this for a moral standpoint, said Brittany Aronson, a student against having Chick-fil-A on campus. So this Brittany, she started saying, please look at this from a moral standpoint. Look at the kids that are here that are telling you, I don't feel safe on this campus anymore. Now, who doesn't feel safe? Is it you who doesn't feel safe or don't feel safe? Or is it the people of Chick-fil-A when you are getting up on them like that who don't feel safe? Moral? What moral? Look at this from a moral standpoint. That's what I guess this gay or lesbian girl wants us to look at. Please look at this from a moral standpoint. Okay? The moral standpoint says you express your feelings without having to destroy a business just because you can or you could. We're going to go to the phones, and we have Jerry in Chicago on line one. Jerry.
Good afternoon, Hesham. I'm a first-time caller. I just wanted to mention when you were talking about it's not your choice if you give somebody something and tell them what to do with it. I had that conversation with my mother this morning about if you give somebody a handout, you worry about them running out and buying a bottle of wine when you should take them into a restaurant and buy them a nice dinner. And my theory was is that, hey, whatever he wants to do with the money, it's a gift. If he wants to buy booze, if he wants to buy food, if he wants to buy clothes, if he wants to get a hooker, let him do whatever he wants with the money. You're making him happy for a little while. Does that make sense?
Who are you talking about?
You mentioned something at the beginning of your show. I'm writing some notes here and everything, and I kind of straight.
What people believe in and stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's all I wanted to say. I want to tell you you had a great show, and have a great day, buddy.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Look. You know, this is something I understand, but, you know, I was asking my son, because when I went to school 25 years ago, when I was on college campus 25 years ago, you did not have any gay student groups. They were there, but you did not have them on campus. They were not as aggressive as they are now. And he told me, he said, they're rude. Well, I think in this country, you can be whatever you want to be if you respect the rights of others. But when you...
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Afraid like a huge rooster is going to come, you know, come out charging at them? Or are they going to be beat up with a drumstick, for instance? Well, all the chickens that Chick-fil-A has in their restaurant is dead already. And they don't have any drumsticks either. It's a fillet of chicken. So what is the threat? What is the threat? Why people are feeling threatened? They're feeling unsafe, like that activist, whatever Brittany Aronson said. Look at the kids that are here. They are telling you, I don't feel safe on this campus anymore. Why? Maybe someone can call and tell me, why is it? Why did these students feel unsafe? All right. Well, I do believe that we did have a problem earlier. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, and as a matter of fact, we did have a little problem earlier. We had a big problem earlier. Now we are live. What you were listening to in the last almost 30 minutes, it was a rerun because we were having a technical difficulties. We could not be on the air, but now we are. And today, ladies and gentlemen, what I really had planned on doing is basically talk about the new Pope. You know, we finally had white smoke, and we have a new Pope. And what we, me, Mike, and Mark, now I don't know how well this is going to work out now since we did have all these difficulties, but I'm hoping that the other two amigos will be able to actually catch up with me here on the program. You know, the one thing that kind of actually, you know, caught my attention is with this pope, I probably have witnessed three popes or four popes in my life. There was one that didn't really last long, and then John Paul, and then Benedict, and Francis. But I never seen the jubilation that I see now within the Zionist circles of for the election of Francis. It's like there is more of a momentum. There is a synergy there that is saying that we might see something different with this pope as far as the Jewish community is concerned. And also, as many of you probably heard and did not even know what it means, that he is the first Jesuit to actually be elected to the throne, I guess. And, tell you what, since the program kind of got, but we do have 30 minutes left, so we have 30 minutes, and let's see what kind of damage we can actually do in 30 minutes. Just to remind you, we're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. The number is 800-313-9443. And I understand that we do have Mark Glynn with us, and hopefully our friend Mike Piper will be able to join us. Mark, welcome to the program. Mark, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Okay.
Okay.
Mark, a lot of people don't really know what a Jesuit is, but also I've noticed that there was a lot of jubilation out there with the election of this pope. Can you tell, since you know you're Catholic and you keep up with all that good stuff, what is a Jesuit?
Well, the Jesuits were a religious order that were founded during the time, right before the time of the Spanish Inquisition. Their job, they were like the secret police of the church. And their job was to root out, you see, you have to remember at this time, the Spanish had just unified their kingdom. And, before that, what's that?
That was 500 years ago.
That was about 500 years ago, yes. Before that, they were ruled by the Muslims. Spain and Portugal were both Muslim countries. When Spanish unified their kingdom, they began kicking out the Muslims and the Jews. And at the time, you had Jews who were obviously very heavily invested in the business of Spain at that time. And so they pretended to convert to Catholicism in order to stay. And while they had converted to Catholicism, they were still holding on to their Jewish roots. So What happened is that the church allowed the creation of this thing known as the Inquisition, whose job was to root out these fake conversions, because what was going on is that, as I said, you had Jews, powerful Jews, very wealthy Jews, who were pretending to convert, and then they were using that position under the cover of that position of conversion created for them. They were causing all sorts of problems within the New Kingdom. So, but the Jesuit angle to this, Hisham, I don't think matters at all. The fact that he is or is not a Jesuit, I don't think all that it's going to do is it's going to feed into this lore and this conspiracy theorism
The reason I'm it's very important, because this particular order, the Jesuits, at one time they were kicked out of the church, and then because they were like the renegades. As a matter of fact, when they started back 500 years ago, people actually thought that it was similar to Martin Luther's movement, and they did not go that far, but they were like totally in opposition to the church and its positions at that time. And now he is the first one to be elected from that, you know, quote-unquote renegade.
But Hisham, in my opinion, him being a Jesuit doesn't have anything to do with it. It's just a happenstance. The most important aspect involving this election is the fact that this new pope is closer to the Jews than any pope that we have ever had in the church's 2,000-year history. And that he is from South America, and he is from Argentina. Now, my personal theory is
he's also Italian.
Is that, yes, but he's a Latin American, and my personal theory is that he is going to do to Latin America what John Paul II did to Eastern Europe. He is going to prepare the soil for these color revolutions that are going to take place in South America, just like with the Arab Spring, it's going to be the Latin American Spring. And they're going to use this as an excuse to unseat these governments in South America that are not cooperative with the United States and with Israel. And it's going to be his job to prepare the groundwork for that. That's okay. Number one. Number two, the fact that he is from Argentina, and the fact that Iran and Argentina have just signed this treaty where they're going to set up a truth commission to look into the bombing of the Jewish community center in 1994. And Israel has been squealing like a stuck pig ever since this happened. I mean, just look at the date on this, Hisham. On January the 27th, okay, the two governments of Argentina and Iran signed this memorandum of understanding that they're going to set up this truth commission. 2 weeks later, Benedict resigns from the papacy with no warning whatsoever. 2 weeks. Okay. Now, popes just don't do that. It doesn't happen. He isn't having any health problems. He just steps down just in time for us to have this election, where they're going to bring in this pope who is very favorable towards the Jewish community. They love him. Abe Foxman's talking about what a great guy he is. That's a very troublesome thing.
That's why I said, you know, this is the first time we see the kind of jubilation in the Zionist communities, and I actually called it jubilation. But let me go to Mike Piper, who I understand he is with us now. Mike, I apologize for the first 30 minutes. We had some technical difficulties. But wasn't when the Pope actually resigned, there were some talks about a meeting that he had that day with a group of Illuminatis or whatever, and that he decided to actually resign. And also, what do you know about this P2 Lodge that everyone's talking about?
Well, the P2 Lodge has been the subject of a lot of controversy, really, for, boy, I guess probably about 40, well, actually, since World War II. It is a high-ranking Masonic lodge in Italy. It has a lot of political power. There have been reports, and of course that's all what I say, reports over the years that this Masonic Lodge has had a lot of subversive influence within the Vatican itself and likewise with the Masonic Lodges throughout Europe, particularly the Grand Orient Lodge of France, that they have been part of the effort to infiltrate the Catholic Church at the highest level. P2 is just one part of the big picture.
Could it be because they were saying that Pope Benedict, actually, the day he resigned, he was meeting with some of these people that morning. There were reports that he was meeting with them, and then he decided to resign. Do we have any information on that?
Well, I have seen those reports as well. And I tell you what, just during the last 24 hours, I've been looking into some books in my library, which I don't want to give any credence to the rumors within these books, but they have made allegations that there were, shall we say, reasons for which a number of the popes could have been blackmailed for sexual shenanigans, for financial reasons, and including the recently resigned pope, Pope Benedict, going back to the days when he was Mr. Ratzinger in the Vatican. I forget, was it Archbishop or Cardinal Ratzinger? So you know, there has been this ongoing thing that's been taking place within the church at the highest levels. There was the controversy, and Mark is certainly far more versed on this than I am, going back to the election of Pope John the 23rd, which was in 1958, indicating that the Jewish and Freemasonic forces had actually forced the Vatican conclave to back off from their initial election of Cardinal Siri and name Pope John the 23rd. And it was the John the 23rd that set in motion what led to the controversial Vatican II conclave that resulted in substantial changes in the church's official policy towards Judaism and the Jewish people. So all of this has been, and you know, Mark and I were talking about this last night. It's something that's been going on for a long, long time. And you know, in this regard, I remember back at the advent of the Gulf War, there were voices within the Catholic Church, even Civiltica Catholica, I think that's the name of the publication. Mark, correct me if I'm wrong.
Civita.
Yeah, okay, you're pronouncing it far more correctly than I ever could. But major Vatican connected newspaper that alleged that the major media in the United States was deliberately stoking up the stories about the sex scandals in the Catholic Church for the very reason that that then Pope John Paul II had been taking positions which indicated opposition to first.
Mark, you might want to mute your...
About that. I'm driving down the road. Sorry about that. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, the sex scandals in the church were being used to by the media to defame the church because the church wasn't supporting the war against Iraq. So there has been this conflict. There have been forces within the Catholic Church, the highest levels among the cardinals and the leaders, who have been standing up to the Freemasons and the Jews, let's put it bluntly. And
now we have a guy who's more friendly to them.
But yes, I have always been very admiring of the Catholic Church. My father and his family were very devout Catholics. My brother happens to have been christened in the Catholic Church. I wasn't. But I really do believe now that the Jewish and Freemasonic forces have prevailed, and I think Mark is absolutely on track when he says that this new pope has been selected from Latin America for the very specific reason of shaping and influencing the course of political affairs on the South American continent and in Central America, obviously.
Yeah, basically, Chavez and Morales and the others were able to actually accomplish, which is anti anti-imperialism and anti-Zionism. Let me go to Mark. Mark, apparently, the Vatican and the politics of the Vatican is just like any other country where you have like different political parties, except in it's not really a religious organization. It's more of a political organization with different political persuasions, because it has many different orders, and these orders are competing with each other, just like the and these orders also have outside influences on them in their own localities from those who influence our politicians. So at the end, it's not really God's work that's in it's not God's hand that picks these people. Actually, it's politics that picks these people to be popes. Now, having said that, are we witnessing, as we are seeing around the world, that Zionists and their friends are actually gaining power in many different countries? Are we seeing this one and the same of what's going on in other countries, that Zionism actually is now has control of the Vatican?
Sure, sure. And anybody who has any doubt that that these organized Jewish forces would not be able to affect the election of a particular individual who was useful to their agenda, look, if we can get a black man with a very Muslim-sounding name elected to the presidency twice, in the aftermath of 9/11, if organized Jewish interests can do that, then certainly they can twist the arms of 155 cardinals who are going to be deciding who becomes the next pope. In fact, you don't even have to twist the arm of 155 cardinals. You only have to twist the arm of a little over half of them. So,
I understand he was not first pick. Like the
day before,
they voted on someone but did not make it.
Right, and as Mike was saying, you know, this is not something new. You know, in 1958, the man who had actually been elected pope was a man named Cardinal Giuseppe Siri, who was the Cardinal of Genoa, and he had been elected unanimously, and had accepted the office, and then. That's when the hammer came down, and the organized Jewish interests working alongside their Freemasonic brethren passed the threat along that if Siri did not step down, that there would be all sorts of terrible things that was going to befall the church, and an implication being that a nuclear weapon was going to be set off in Rome. Now, I personally know this to be the case because some years ago, I traveled to Rome as a translator for a Catholic writer, and we interviewed Cardinal Siri's best friend, an archbishop by the name of Pintinello, a very old, very kind archbishop, and he told us everything that his best friend, Cardinal Siri, had told him about it. So if they could do it in 58, they could certainly do it in 2013, and this, of course, after, as Mike pointed out, this is after years of the church being blackmailed through all of these abuse scandals. And believe me, I mean, this is the way that this gang works. They get dirt on you, and then when it's time to put pressure on you, out come the manila envelopes and folders with all sorts of embarrassing pictures, possibly incriminating pictures, and then they have you. They say, now you're going to vote for this guy right here. Here's his picture. You're going to vote for him, right? Yes, Cardinal. Okay, good boy, good boy. Well, we'll make sure to put the clasp back on this envelope, and nobody will see it as long as you play ball with us.
Well, Mike, let me ask you this. We know what happened in the last 50 years, for sure the last 100 years here in the United States, where it started the Zionist Christians started being very few. Probably in the turn of the century, they probably were in the hundreds. Now they are about 50 to 60 million maybe we don't call them Zionist Christians or Christian Zionists, but we call them the Christian right, basically the John Hagee type. And because Zionism had infiltrated those churches so much that people, Christians now believe in that their only way to heaven is by protecting the state of Israel, the political entity that was established in 1948. And I'm noticing also that Catholic churches are starting to sing to the same song and dance the same dance. Do you think we will be seeing the kind of rhetoric and the kind of propaganda that's going on in the John Hagee churches? Do you think we will start seeing this in Catholic churches? And if that happens,
absolutely. I've even seen it within the circle, my own immediate circles of friends of mine who are Catholic. I have a friend who, one of my very best friends, actually, one of my oldest friends. He comes from a family which is an American Catholic family, which is very closely connected to the Vatican. And I don't want to go into any further details whereby I might reveal who he is. But frankly, this gentleman was very candidly anti-Semitic, and members of his family were anti-Semitic. But I have been tormenting him repeatedly over the last several months by pointing out, and this is well before the election of Pope Francis, that his rhetoric and his tone of approach has been to support Israel and to worship at the altar of the Jewish people, precisely because of the fact that this has been the recent trend in the Catholic Church, and he's following the lead. Now, that's just a personal anecdote, but, you know, in the bigger picture, from a geopolitical sense, in the geopolitical sphere, the election of this pope from South America has an immediate effect in South America, as Mark has talked about. You know, you have this block of countries ranging from, obviously, Venezuela, Ecuador, Bolivia to a certain extent, forces within Peru that have openly challenged Jewish influence in Peru, and needless to say, Argentina as well. And now, you know, this is interesting. In today's Washington Post, the lead editorial is entitled Free Speech Under Fire, and it is a direct full-force attack on what we'll just refer to as the Chavez forces throughout Central America, or throughout Latin America. Now, juxtapose that with an article on the front page of the Washington Post today saying that that Latinos in the Washington area now see the new pope as one of ours. They quote a local priest as saying, "For us, it is like the world has changed." When Obama was elected president, he says, you could see the African-American community was so proud to have someone at the top of the political system. People are saying, we have a pope who looks like me, who sounds like me, and understands my culture. Now, what does this mean for the United States politically? Crank into consideration the fact that in recent years, we have seen in the high-level geopolitical forces in the United States and in the Jewish community expressions of concern that the growing Latin population here in the United States isn't attuned to Jewish interests, that they don't share the Jewish experience, that they're not concerned about the Holocaust and so forth. Now we have a pope, a Latin American pope, who is going to be coming out undoubtedly. I mean, he's already, obviously, as we've seen, made these great expressions of support for the Jews and for Israel. He is going to be the spiritual leader of these millions upon millions of now illegal Roman Catholic Hispanics in this country, and who may well soon be legal citizens of this country if these so-called immigration reform measures go through. So that's what we're talking about here. Now, and there's another point, too, and I made this to you, Hashem, in a private conversation off the air, and this is all interrelated. This concern, this Jewish establishment concern about the growing Hispanic Catholic population in this country. Oh, I hear the music.
Yeah, we'll be right back. And as soon as we come back, just jump into it because we only have, this is the last segment. We'll be right back.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, I tell you what, we only have a few minutes. Go ahead, Mike, and continue with your thought.
And I'll boil down about this Jewish concern about controlling and influencing the Catholics in South America and naturally in the United States. Number one, going back many years, the old Spotlight newspaper obtained, through means of which I'm not even aware, a copy of an internal Anti-Defamation League document outlining their plans for expanding Jewish influence throughout Latin America and shaping Catholic and Latin American perceptions towards the Jews. Number two, Univision, which is the largest Spanish-language television network in the Americas, in the United States and in Central and South America, has been purchased. It was purchased several years ago by Chaim Saban, who is an Israeli-American billionaire, who and obviously they are going to use this influence to shape the perceptions. And now that they have a Latin American pope who is friendly to Jewish interests in Israel, they will play hand in hand. Thirdly, American billionaire, sports team owner, Dan Snyder, owner of the Washington Redskins, accumulated his fortune back in the late 80s and early 90s under the tutelage of Mort Zuckerman, former president of the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations. Snyder accumulated his fortune by building up a massive database of legal and illegal Latin American immigrants here in the United States through home loans, car loans, long-distance calling cards, long-distance calling plans, basically the first-ever database of Spanish surnamed people in the United States. And I assure you that that wasn't done just for the financial benefit of Dan Snyder. He was the man who was responsible for accumulating this powerful political database.
Yeah. Mike, let me go. Mike, I hate to cut you off, but I need to go to Mark. We only have like a minute left. Mark, you told me that this Pope has equated anti-Israel or anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism?
Yes, that's correct. And it's also important to note that his church there in Buenos Aires is the only Catholic church in the world that actually has a Holocaust memorial wall that has been set up within the church itself as a memorial to the Holocaust. So he gets together with the local Jewish community and celebrates all of their religious celebrations. And like I said, when Abe Foxman comes out and sings this guy's praises, literally within minutes. Within minutes of him being elected pope, that's something for the entire world to be worried about when he's supposed to be speaking in place of the Prince of Peace.
Okay, so is this the globalization that they told us about? It's Zionism in control of the world? I mean, is that where it's headed?
Well, it certainly looks that way, doesn't it?
Well, they always wanted to rule the world from the seat in Jerusalem. That's at least what they said. Mark, I appreciate you being with us, and Mike also. And I apologize for the late start, but we'll see you guys in another show. Thanks a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, as we always say, go do the right thing. We'll see you next week, same place, same time.